Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to take a look at the construction of Nado Bitung Toll Road. Vice President Yusuf Kalla calls for the public to advance Indonesian cinema. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo, during his visit to North Sulawesi province on March 31, 2019, will take a look at the acceleration of construction of the 39.9-kilometer Nado Bitung Toll Road. Head of the 15 National Road Implementation Section for North Sulawesi and Gorontalo, Triyono Jonas Mono, said in Manado on Friday that in addition to taking a look at the acceleration of Nado Bitung Toll Road development, President Joko Widodo will also inaugurate the Special Economic Zone at Bitung. Triyono added that his site, along with PT Jasa Marga Manado Bitung, would make an information board at the several points relating to the construction of a toll road that connects Manado City to Bitung City across North Minahasa Regency. Vice President Yusuf Kalla called for Indonesian people to advance domestic cinema while attending the event of the National Film Day, HVN. In his remark at the Minister of Education and Culture in Jakarta on Friday, he said that Indonesian cinema is expected to keep improving innovation and creativity. He also remarked that cinema has several functions, entertainment, education, and business growth. With the development of Indonesian cinema, there will be a lot of increase in employment opportunities related to the film industry, cinema industry, culinary professional actors, actresses, and filmmakers. Vice President Yusuf Kalla is convinced that Indonesian films continue to experience quality improvements. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar, on behalf of Indonesian government, signed Memorandum of Understanding on the Agreement of Voluntary Partnership on Forestry Law Enforcement, Management and Trade in Timber Products with the UK in Jakarta on Friday. In this case, the UK was represented by UK Ambassador to Indonesia Muhassan Malik. The signing was a follow-up between the two sides as important step to secure trade and wood products if the UK officially no longer joins the European Union. Met after the event, Director of Forest Product Protection and Marketing at the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Dr. Rupi, explained that the agreement would make it easier for Indonesia to export wood products to the UK.
This agreement will make our business export to UK easier, because UK also will implement the same rule, the same regulation with the EU, considering the export or import of wood product into UK. So if there is no flexi licensing, we will have to do due diligence. With our system, with our agreement, the timber product from Indonesia will not have any due diligence.
Rupi added the certification license for the timber legality verification system, SIMT, would be carried out by independent institutions such as a confirmation assessment body that would be accredited by the National Accreditation Committee, on which the Indonesian government would only be a regulator and facilitator. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bank Indonesia (BI) ensured that Indonesian economic condition is stable and there is no turmoil ahead of the 2019 general election, so that there is no need to be worried about. After inaugurating the head of Bank Indonesia representative of West Sumatra, Wahyu Purnama, Mirsa said that Indonesia has carried out direct elections since 2004, and so far, the Indonesian people had been mature enough in democracy. The campaign activities and debates of the president and vice president are common, and this has proven in 2004, 2009, and in 2014. Currently, in 2019, the security stability is still under control. State-owned fertilizer producer PT Pupuk Indonesia will intensify supervisory operational oversight of its operation to curb corrupt practices and uphold good corporate governance practices. As quoted by Antara News Agency Head of Pupuk Indonesia Corporate Communication, Wijaya Laksana Limat in Jakarta on Friday, that in the future, PT Pupuk will step up supervision of company's operation, both in the company and its subsidiaries. He also elaborated that until now his site has applied various tools to facilitate the ports in a bid to maintain integrity and good corporate governance in the company, for instance by applying a whistleblowing system that necessitates employees to complete the state operator asset report, and after which PT Pupuk Indonesia is audited by the Financial Examining Agency or BPK and the Public Accounting Office. To better prepare the 1,032 eligible Indonesian voters in Jordan to cast their ballots at the upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections, the Overseas Election Committee, PPLN, in Amman, Jordan, has taken to social media. The election committee members are relying on Facebook and Instagram to communicate with the voters and share information about the election to be held simultaneously on April 17th. Head of the Overseas Election Committee Amman Office, Firdaus, said in Amman on Friday that the social media platforms are believed to be the most effective way to announce and share information, as well as to interact with the voters, as the majority of Indonesians living and working in Jordan were active users on Facebook. He also stated that the Overseas Election Committee Amman Office operates from the compound of Indonesian Embassy to serve 1,032 Indonesians whose names are part of the permanent voter list and are eligible to cast their votes in polling booths or via mail or mobile voting boxes. The last item, the Association of Indonesian Hotels and Restaurants, PHRI, of Yogyakarta Special Region is optimistic that meeting incentive convention exhibition, MICE, tourism activities can increase hotel occupancy in Yogyakarta starting April 2019. Chairperson of the PHRI Yogyakarta, Istajat Danu Nagoro, said in Yogyakarta on Friday that a lot of MICE activities will be started by government agency or state-owned enterprises in April 2019, especially in the form of meetings and exhibitions. He also said that Yogyakarta is still a very conducive, safe, and comfortable city to hold MICE, supported by very adequate exhibition facilities, so it is expected to increase occupancy to 15%. In addition to MICE, according to him, the assistance of established Yogyakarta Tourism Promotion Agency also has an effective contribution to attract more tourists to visit Yogyakarta. Indonesia ensured that a representative from the women's double sector stepped into the final round of the 2019 Yonex Sunrise Indian Open tournament held at the Siriport Stadium, New Delhi, India. The ticket to the final was convened through a meeting of two Indonesian representatives in the semi-final, which take place on Saturday, namely Della Destiara Haris, Tania Octaviani Kusuma with Gracia Poli, and Apriyani Rahayu. The quarter-finals, which took place on Friday, Della and Tania managed to defeat the Malaysian pair, Pipian Ho, Yan Chen Wang, in three games with a score 16-21, 21-14, and 21-12. Meanwhile, Gracia and Apriyani defeated the host India as Winnie Ponapa and Reddy Siki in two games with a score 21-10 and 21-18. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news in the news from Indonesia came from Musi Banyuasin, South Sumatra. The government of Musi Banyuasin District, South Sumatra, made a Memorandum of Understanding, or MU, with the Bandung Institute of Technology to implement palm oil-based biohydrocarbons last Thursday. In a press statement, the signing of the MOU between the Musi Banyuasin Regency, represented by the Regent Dodi Reza Alex, and the Bandung Technology Institute, represented by the Rector Kadarsa Suryat in Bandung, West Java, was also witnessed by dozens of oil palm farmers who are members of the Village Unit Cooperative. The Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB, Rector Kadarsa Suryadi said in his speech that the breakthrough in new renewable energy from palm oil-based biofuel is not only for the welfare of oil palm farmers, but also will raise the pride of the Indonesian people. Meanwhile, Musi Banyuasin Region Dodi Reza Alex Nurdin said that if palm oil-based biofuels were running, the Musi Banyuasin or MUBA Regency government would build a mini refinery for the palm oil-based biofuel shelter. The next news came from Pasawaran, Lampung. The traffic unit of the Pasawaran Regional Police held a coloring and puzzle contest at the kindergarten and police friends level in order to provide information on the traffic and road transportation law. Head of the Pasawaran Police Rido Rafika said on Thursday that the activity was attended by 250 students and 35 teachers. The purpose of the activity was to be able to understand the traffic and road transportation law and the benefit of using a helmet. Students are expected to obey and traffic regulation on the road and know how to safely go to school. The latest news came from Timika, Papua. The Region Development Committee with its chairman, Muhammad Nurman Sugianto Karo Pukaro, a Muslim, had successfully built St. Basilius Catholic Church built in Mioko Village, Central Mimika District, Papua. The blessing of the church building was led by a bishop of Timika Diocese, Monsignor John Philip Sakilil, last Thursday. The church was built with funds from the Amungme and Kamoro Community Development Institute and the Mimika Regency government. In his remark, the chair of the committee, Nurman, revealed that his willingness was to be the chairman of the committee because he was the son of the Mioko village. Nurman's mother, Irma Karu Pukaro, is from Mioko village of the Kamoro tribe, while his father is from Jawa. He was born and raised with his family and his sister in Mimika as Kamoro people. Well, that was news from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, Today in History. Well, Today in History begins with information about National Film Day. After the independence of Indonesia and the stability of a government, precisely March 30, 1950, the new history of Indonesian film industry began when the movie Dara and Doa, or Long March of Siliwangi, directed by Indonesian cinematographer Umar Ismail, was filmed. The Long March of Siliwangi was the first movie to show the identity of Indonesia and the first one produced by Indonesian Movie Production House, Perusahaan Film Indonesia, or Indonesian Film Companies, or PERFINI. This was the beginning of the National Film Day, which is commemorated every March 30th. The next information is about the inauguration of Jakarta History Museum. The Jakarta History Museum, or Patahila Museum, is a museum located at Taman Patahila Street, West Jakarta. The museum has long history. It features historical artifacts from the ancient to post-independent times. The museum's architecture is highly influenced by the Dutch architecture. Before being a museum, the building used to serve as a court, population and civil registration agency, Dai Nippon, or Japanese Logistics Center, and a military base. In 1968, the building was officially handed over to the Jakarta government, and it was inaugurated as the Jakarta History Museum on March 30, 1974 by former Governor of Jakarta, Ali Sadikin. While listener, the last information is about the attempted murder of U.S. former President Ronald Reagan. U.S. former President Ronald Reagan was shot when he left a hotel in Washington, D.C. on March 30, 1981. Reagan's chest was terribly injured so that he had to undergo surgery at the George Washington University Hospital. The attempted murder, which was committed by John Warnock Hinckley, also heard a spokesman of the White House, James Brady, an officer who was assigned to secure President, and a policewoman. Reagan, who was 70 years old at the time, was saved from the dead, and he became U.S. President for two periods. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita berdua.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on 10 local governments' commitment to strengthening the culture of resilient disaster communities. Head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Doni Monardo, along with 10 regional heads of the provincials and special regions, are committed to strengthening the resilient community culture. Through strengthening this culture, knowledge of culture or local wisdom is able to continue to live in the community so that early childhood children get an understanding of the potential threats around. The joint commitment was agreed on Wednesday, March the 27, in the 19th working meeting of the 2019 Main Praja Regional Cooperation Forum held in Bandung, West Java Province. The 10 local governments that are committed to strengthening the resilient community culture are the provinces of West Java, Central Java, East Java, Bali, Lampung, Banten, West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara, Jakarta, and the special region of Yogyakarta. They are members of the Mitra Praja Utama identified as the disaster-prone area. 10 governors who were present at the work meeting were committed to seeking more tactical work patterns related to disaster. One of them will produce a blueprint for disaster preparedness. The governor's working meeting held on Tuesday and Wednesday was opened by Interior Minister Cahyo Kumolo. In his remarks, Cahyo Kumolo conveyed the direction of President Joko Widodo, who asked the regional heads so that the development planning in their regions would consider aspects of disaster risk reduction. The president also reminded the regional government to have the fund that can be used for rice or medical purposes. Meanwhile, the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Doni Monardo, in his direction, said that regional heads must be able to develop long-term plans because natural events will repeat themselves. This condition encourages people in each region to anticipate the threat of danger, and in the event of a disaster, they can immediately recover to normal condition. The ultimate goal of this joint commitment is the resilient community of disasters. The theme taken at the governor's working meeting was regional cooperation in the framework of increasing regional preparedness to face disaster threats. The cooperation commitment targets several components, including education, socialization, and disaster management simulation. There are also improvements to prone and disaster-prone areas of ecosystem, disaster mitigation-based development planning, and disaster resilience in vital infrastructure. They also agreed to work together in a disaster victims and other agreed-upon fields. One of the important commitment points is how the local government attempts to help other areas affected by the disaster. Well, that was My Indonesia Today, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Membakar api.
Of Indonesia.
And there was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian wonder, we will invite you to visit Probolinggo. Probolinggo is a city in East Java province which has interesting tourism objects. One of them is Gili Ketapang Island. Gili Ketapang Island is a small island which is located around 5 miles at the middle of sea and in between Madura and Java Island, precisely in Probolinggo, East Java. According to local people, earlier Gili Ketapang Island became one with Java Island after being devastated by earthquake of the eruption of Mount Semeru. Ketapang village was separated with Java Island. Thus, the island was named Gili Ketapang Island, which comes from Madura language. Gili means stream and Ketapang name of the village itself. The situation on Gili Ketapang Island is so calm and peaceful. Its seawater is very blue. The wave at the seashore of Gili Ketapang Island is very calm. The Gili Ketapang beach has extensive white sand. The hospitality of the local people makes the place more comfortable. On the island, in addition to be spoiled by beautiful scenery, visitors can also do snorkeling. There are a lot of clown and dory fish in the sea, which decorate coral reefs of the island. On Gili Ketapang, you can set tent to stay at night and to see the beautiful sunrise in the morning. To get access to Gili Ketapang Island from Probolinggo, East Java, you can go to Tanjung Tembaga Port. From the port, you can rent fisherman's boat to cross the sea by paying only 7,000 rupiah per person. The trip takes around 40 minutes. During the trip, you will not get bored because blue ocean and calm waves make situation more comfortable. Arriving at Gili Ketapang Dock, you will be amazed with the gradation of seawater's color, which has clear turquoise, and it is dominated by small fish. Surely, you will not be patient to throw yourself in if you see a scene like this. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Budi Safira Dela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mata terlihat ku takkan membuang waktuku dengan percuma. Saat seperti inilah yang aku suka. Aku takkan menyia-nyiakan kesempatan bersamamu. Saat seperti inilah yang aku tunggu. Sungguh ku ingin denganmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, welcome back in miscellany. On 21st of March 2019, Surabaya City Government held Flower Parade Surabaya Vaganza 2019, an event held to celebrate the 726th Surabaya City anniversary. This year, Surabaya Vaganza was themed Puspa Warni, a combination of two words, namely Puspa, which means flowers, and Warni, which means color or look. The event was followed by 40 decorative cars, 37 cultural parade participants from various communities, ethnic groups, students, and residents of Surabaya, as well as several drum band groups. The Surabaya City Government invited the Surabaya Metropolitan Police and Tanjung Perak Resort Police to Surabaya Vaganza 2019. The police who secured the continuity of the event were also involved in the parade. Not only the police, some mayors from various provinces also participated in this parade. They were mayors of Batu, Mojokerto, Malang, Madiun, Blitar, Probolinggo, Pasuruan, Mataram, Bima, and Kupang. Surabaya Vaganza's route this year was different from the previous year. This year, decorative cars and participants in the cultural parades passed a route that started from Pahlawan Street and finished on Darmo Road. The theme of Puspa Warni Indonesia was expected to present the diversity of the colorful arts and culture of Indonesia. This was also proven by the enthusiasm of the residents who watched the parade, as well as the parade participants who poured their creativity in designing their parade vehicles with great interest. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasakan tajam menusuk tak beralasan. Kita sudah dingin hati. Dulu kita pernah saling memahami. Segan merasa telah menyakiti. Kita terlalu parah. rasa. Setiap katamu cerminan hatimu, jadikan berarti. Jangan sia-siakan waktumu untuk membenci.
Of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Dia. The song was composed by Freddy in pop genre and to be popularized by Anji. Then, the song is resung with arrangement and touching in keroncong genre, telling about someone who was hurt. Finally, he finds his love again and can smile again. According to Anji, Dia, or in English means she, can mean anybody, such as parent, friend, friendship, or pair. Well, listener, here is Dia, sung by Paksi Band.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wanginya bunga
Seperti cinta kasih, cintamu sejukkan diriku. Kau bawa aku bahagia, kau bawa aku damai. Ku berlayar dengan kamu di samudra luas biru. Perahu berlayar, ku bersamamu jelajahi dunia dengan cintamu. Ku sanggup jadi nahkoda bila kau di sisiku. Arahku berjalan jadi pasti karenamu. Wanginya bunga seperti cinta kasih, cintamu sejukkan diriku. Kau bawa aku bahagia, kau bawa aku damai. Ku berlayar dengan kamu di samudra luas biru. Perahu berlayar arungi samudra, itulah cinta kita, takkan terhalangkan walau badai gelombang mencoba halangi kita. Ku kan bisa dengan cintamu. Oh, 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 oh. Perahu berlayar, ku bersamamu jelajahi dunia dengan cintamu. Ku sanggup jadi nahkoda bila kau di sisiku. Arahku berjalan jadi pasti karenamu. Perahu berlayar arungi samudra,
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat ku membuka mata ini, ku melihat cerahnya mentari, pertanda harapan masih ada. Aku takkan.
it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.